well, I could use some help. So I went back. I was with him for 17 and a half years before I finally decided to retire for what I thought was the last time. And I was, I guess I was retired probably 6 months this time. And one of Dr. Zargas's employees had a stroke. And I literally woke up one morning and I had had a message from God and it says, go help. So I got the truck and I went up and I walked in and I said, I'm here to help. Where's the smock? And I've been there now for 2 years helping them.
So you ended up being a nurse anyway.
I did. And I, you know, and I guess the dear Lord has a lot of things planned that we don't realize.
Yeah.
But
oh.
Get out of there, Willa.
That's okay. But, you know,
working with the animals is something I have done all my life. I was raised on a farm, and we've had every kind of an animal growing up that you could imagine. So,
what kinds of animals did you have?
We had everything from cows, horses, chickens, ducks, pigs, goats, peacocks. At one point, I raised peacocks. We had pet pigs. Anything, you know, you name it, we had it. So I was raised right here in this valley.
Can you tell me a little bit about your mother and father's education, where they went to school?
I can't tell you a great deal because they've been dead for quite a few years. They were very young. My mother was only 53.
My goodness.
When she died of cancer, and my father followed her in a, I think it was about 6 years with emphysema. Basically, her education was through high school. And I believe she finished her high schooling in San Antonio. And I know my father went to school here. And I don't know exactly. You know, it's been
what
a long time
ago.
What
was here back then? Yeah. Yeah, you don't know what was here back then, where he went to school?
I know part of the time he went to up at Barino, New Mexico, right a little bit further up the valley. So I really don't know exactly their full schooling, you know, where it was. But my father did work for the railroad as well as farming.
Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is in Europe?
Scotch, Irish, English, and American Indian.
What tribe do you have?
From up in Colorado, from the Ute tribe.
That's very interesting. Now, do you think that your ancestors were Scots-Irish, or were they Scottish and Irish?
Scotch and Irish.
Okay. They sure are active, aren't they?
I love that. This is where we got Willow.
You're so sweet. Okay, yes. What did you call your mother and father? What were your names for them?
Mom and Dad.
And how about your grandparents? Did you know them very well?
I knew my mother's father. My mother's mother was deceased before I was even born. And my mother's father was called Papa Ricks. Now you're going to wonder about the name. My mother's maiden name was Ricks, but it was R-I-C-K-S.
Okay.
Mine is R-I-X.
I guess you just didn't want to change the name there.
Very interesting.
That is interesting.
And
wow.
My father's father, my grandfather on his side, passed away when I was 4 years old. And as far as I remember back, calling him was Grandpa. And my grandmother on that side, I call her Grandmother.
Some of these questions, I'm just trying to get you to say certain words.
That's
or
great.
Just
go
whatever
for it.
Whatever you say.
You found a person who loves to talk.
Great. Your mother and father, what is your collective name for them? They are your...
My parents.
Right. And your sons and daughters would be your...
Our children.